previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's nuclear energy corporation, NECSA, is drafting a plan for a partner to pilot the development of small modular nuclear reactors. These could then be deployed at Eskom's old coal-fired power stations as they get decommissioned. NECSA's CEO, Loiso Tyabashe, believes that locating these small reactors at such power stations could bring down the cost by about 30% because the surrounding infrastructure, including grid connections, could still be used. He also disclosed that the pebble bed modular reactor program, which was stopped by President Zuma in 2010, will now be transferred from Eskom to NECSA, and NECSA also wants to revive the production of nuclear fuel. Worth noting that Electricity Minister Josientjo Ramakgopa visited American firm X-Energy late last year. X-Energy is developing a small reactor for the Dow Corporation. Several South African nuclear scientists who previously worked on the Pebble Bed project are in leading positions at X-Energy. The only problem with all of this, NECSA needs just 50 billion rand to get things done. Is KZN's Itala about to go the same way as VBS Mutual Bank? Itala, the development corporation of the KZN provincial government, is facing a hole in its balance sheet of as much as 1.63 billion rand. Were it to go into a winding up process like VBS, that's how much would have to be written off. News 24 Business reports that the Prudential Authority has already applied for Itala's liquidation, but Itala itself is fighting the move. Keeping an eye on tomorrow's budget, the International Monetary Fund says the country needs to take bold steps to ease a suffocating debt burden and boost economic growth. The IMF's recommending a fiscal adjustment of 1% of GDP per year for the next 3 years. Its resident representative to South Africa, Tidian Kinda, says that steps to achieve this include wage discipline, accelerating reforms at struggling SOEs, and tighter control of government procurement. 1/5 of all government revenue goes on debt repayments. On the markets, both the JSE All Share and the Top 40 closed last evening down around 1/3%. Naspers up 2.2% though to a record high, tracking the price of its major investment in China, Tencent. In London, the FTSE up 0.4%. No US markets closed for Washington's birthday. Tokyo this morning up 0.3%. Hong Kong up 1.8%. Sydney down 0.5%. US dollar steady at 105 to the euro. The rand at 1844 to the dollar. 1931 to the euro. 2325 to sterling. Gold at 2,909. Platinum 986. Bitcoin just over 96,300. Brent crude oil just under $75.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.